The Executive Director of the Center for Economic Policy Analysis, CEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, says the nation is not achieving its target under the domestic market due to excessive borrowing and lack of interest in the domestic bond market. Dr. Abbey blamed Ghana's present energy predicament on failure to resource the VRA to enable it to pay its fuel supplies.
I have considerable problems because the line on the date of implementation of the provisional outcome for January to May, I think the tables have been drawn and read. There's a huge estimate of government revenue, and you can trace it to non-tax revenue. What is being put there as what has been collected for January to May is bigger than what was programmed for the whole year. So there's something wrong. The result is that you are not talking about a deficit funded. You're talking of a huge surplus, which is not credible. So there's something wrong with the tables that I have got about the outcome for January to May. So it's not clear to me whether the government is requesting authority to spend $1.9 billion more because they found the revenue, or whether they are saying that there rather has been a revenue shortfall and therefore we're going to borrow. And these are important, because if we're going to borrow, then we have some prior questions. But right now, the domestic bond market, we are not getting people going there and enabling us to achieve the target of borrowings that put out there on the bond market. We're getting people coming there and bidding less than the target. So we are not achieving our target on the domestic market. We had also planned to go and borrow on the Eurobond market. We went on this non-offer roadshow. Kenya went at the same time. The market reaction to us was not the most favorable. The yield that Ghana bonds are trading are too high. So if you're going to borrow some more, and are you going to borrow outside, or are you going to be borrowing in? Look at the non-tax revenue. You find that it cannot be what has been put there. But instead of it being caught and corrected, it goes all the way to declare that we're going to be affecting a huge surplus. The root of the problem is not so much whether our generating capacity is up to scratch or not. The root of the problem is that we are not able to provide VRA with the resources to pay for the fuel that it is important to generate the power for us. So it's because of this VRA is crippling our own Ghana gas company, because VRA has taken gas and also paid for it. So how would the Ghana gas company also pay its bills?